we've said for many years that we intend to own the Bears for as long as possible. Another 100 years would be great. She set it up for us to accomplish that. Now we got to execute the plan. And we're prepared to do that.
That still brings a lot of emotion even to just hear. That was George McCaskey.
I love George.
Talking about the passing of his mother,
yeah,
Virginia.
It's got to tug at your heartstrings a little bit. I don't care how you feel about the organization.
And God willing, you're here with that quality of life for that long. So to be able to do that, I can't imagine even now how hard that must have been for him to have to say and follow up with from a business/family standpoint. This is Rahimi and Harris with Mark Grody on 670 The Score. And the reason we bring it up is because there is going to be some sort of ownership change in the structure of the Bears, not with the McCaskey family in this case. And that is why we go to the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. We are happy to be joined by the one who is digging on this story, Eben Novi Williams. He is the deputy editor at Sportico. You can see him on Twitter X at @Novi_Williams. He also joins us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. Eben, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Layla.
The reason we wanted to talk to you is because we finally get a number, and it's especially important given what's going on with the Bears stadium plans about what the Bears could be worth. And you reported $8.8 billion, according to multiple people familiar with the details. We know that the reason that number exists is because of an ownership stake change as far as some shares due to the passing of a previous owner. What can you tell us about the number and how this process came to play for you?
Yeah, this has been in the works for a few years now in Chicago. When Andy McKenna passed away in 2023, there was an open question about where his equity, if it was sold, would go. And there was a bit of a disagreement, from what I understand, between the Ryan family and the McCaskey family about who had the first right of first refusal in terms of buying up those shares. And as we reported this week, an agreement has been reached. It's a little over 2%. And from what I have been told, the Ryans and the McCaskeys are going to share in that. So they're each going to take pieces of that. But as you said, it was priced cash transaction. And always interesting to see where valuations pop up in the NFL, because stakes don't sell all that much. And $8.8 billion, it's the largest valuation we've ever seen for an NFL franchise. I think it's not going to last very long as a record because the Giants are selling equity right now. But it does show both the strength of the NFL as a business and also where the Bears sit in that hierarchy.
So would it be fair then to say that you're not surprised that this $8.8 billion number came out of this?
I'm not surprised. This is a weird transaction in that it's not really an open. If you or I wanted to buy this stake, it probably was not an option for us, right? This was almost definitely going to go to one of the existing families that owns the Bears. So in some ways, it was not an open market. And the Bears, would they fetch more or less if the entire thing was sold? They'd probably fetch more, to be totally honest. But yeah, this is just a little bit of an insight into where things stand. And you guys mentioned the stadium. There's going to be a lot more interesting financial stories coming out about this ownership group and what they're planning to do. So this maybe just sets the stage for that as well.
Well, I think that's a good part of this, Eben, because sometimes people don't necessarily know what goes into how a team gets valued, especially when, for example, the same ownership bought the team for $100. So would you consider that part of it? I think it is good to point out what drives value, and a stadium is part of that. Who owns it, for example? I know that's always gone into the Forbes valuations of teams. What went into this one as far as how much you think the Bears are, I guess, and others, of course, think the Bears are worth?
Yeah, it's good. It's good context to think about the fact that the Bears are one of the 10 or 12 most valuable teams in the league, and they don't own their stadium, right? And if you look at the most valuable teams in the NFL, you have the Cowboys at number one. They own not just their stadium, but a whole complex down in Texas. You have the Rams at number two. They have the most expensive NFL stadium ever built. So yes, the economics of owning your stadium certainly drive valuation. And the Bears, despite the fact that they have not succeeded all that much on the field in recent decades, are one of the kind of blue blood NFL brands. Chicago is one of the most populous cities in the country. It's a huge media market. There are a ton of Bears fans, not just in Chicago, but in adjacent areas. One of the things that people think about when valuations is kind of how big the footprint is of their fandom. And there's a huge part of the Midwest, as you know, that is the Bears zone of fans in the U.S. So it's a mix, I think, for the Bears of, one, there's going to be a new stadium coming soon that people understand. We haven't figured out exactly where, how it's going to be, but it's coming at some point. And then also, obviously, just the fact that this is one of the, if most people think about original and most valuable brands in the NFL, the Bears are certainly up there.
Yeah, that's a shot in the arm, I think, in a way, Eben. We're talking to Eben Nobey-Williams. He is the deputy editor at Sportico, helping us clarify why the Bears are valuated at $8.8 billion. And I think that was one of the first things I thought of was, I don't necessarily know that a lot of people thought that the Bears would be considered that pricey. You know, I mentioned the Cowboys earlier. You mentioned the Giants. You also mentioned the Rams and their situation. One of the comps here in this article is also the 49ers. You know, what can you tell us about some of the previous valuations that have been done that help lead to this number?
Yeah, so so there have been a few stake sales recently in the NFL. The Eagles and the 49ers and the Dolphins have all sold relatively small minority stakes. Again, those are different because that is kind of open auction, as we discussed earlier. And all of those in the range of the low eight, high $7 billion. One of the things that's interesting in the NFL right now is that, like the other leagues, the NFL recently changed its ownership rules to allow institutional funds and private equity funds to invest in teams. And I think a lot of people thought that when they made that change, you would see a flood of institutional funds buying into the NFL. What's happened is kind of the opposite. A lot of equity has been on the market recently, and we're finding individual rich human beings that are willing to buy those stakes. And it's worked out really well for teams because individuals have a different kind of price sensitivity than institutional funds do. So in some ways we're seeing, again, not in the Bears case, but in some of these other teams, you mentioned the 49ers, the Eagles, they sold those equity to rich people. And a lot of rich people think, I just want to own a piece of this team. And if it costs me $150 million or costs me $180 million, I don't really care that much. So in some ways, you see these valuations getting propped up to a degree by who it is who's buying in. But the NFL is the richest sports league in the world. It is the most popular entertainment product in America, bar none. And there's only 32 franchises. Right. And I don't think NFL expansion is happening anytime soon. If it is, they're not going to add too many teams. This is a limited supply of assets. And again, even the small stakes don't come on the market that much. So if you are a wealthy person and interested in sports, the opportunity to buy into an NFL team, regardless of where it is or what the price is, sometimes is too good to pass up.
I think you bring up a good point, though, that I want to dwell on a little bit. And that's, you know, the advice that people say, well, billion-dollar corporations don't have a budget, and if they can, so can your home, right? And when you consider individuals, I think it's important that you noted it's not necessarily the best investment for businesses whose job is to make the best investment. This seems to be a billionaire plaything type of emotional buy.
Yeah, I think that's true. And NFL, to be clear, these teams are tremendous businesses, right? They spin off $150 million of cash, basically regardless of who's running it, regardless of how well they do. And then obviously it can go higher up from that. The NFL is great business, but you're right. If you're an institutional fund and you want to own assets for 5 years and at the end of it, cash out a 20% appreciation and then move elsewhere. You're probably not going to outbid the really rich billionaire who just wants his kids to have fancy season tickets and go into the locker room and also put on his business card that he's an owner of the 49ers and then move on. So it's a totally different set of, and in this regard, also the Bears are quite interesting because from what I understand, some teams will give their minority shareholders a ton of perks and a lot of benefits. And I don't think the Bears have historically operated that way. This is more of a kind of a mom and pop family business than a lot of these more modern ownership groups. So yeah, I think in some ways it varies by team by team as you think about different teams, different markets, and honestly, when these teams were purchased. Because as you mentioned earlier, the Bears have been in the same family for over 100 years.
Every single scorehead listening right now, don't deny it. If you were one of those billionaires, you totally want to buy a piece of the Bears to have your name on it. I would do it too if I was a billionaire.
100%.
So I get it. I get it. I totally understand where they're coming from. I do want to ask you, Evan, because we've talked about the stadium a couple of times, and you know, you kind of mentioned how, you know, we don't know where it's going to be. I mean, all the momentum seems to be in Arlington Heights. Do you think any differently than that at this point as far as the stadium is concerned?
I don't right now. I'll be totally honest. I have not covered I haven't paid attention that much to the location piece of it.
Gotcha.
But I am very interested in what once the plan gets in place and the Bears understand how much they have to pay for, exactly where it is, what the designs look like, and what the stadium is going to cost. I think I am interested in what that means for ownership. As you guys know, when Virginia McCaskey passed away, there were open questions about how the McCaskey family was going to reconstitute either its shares or its voting rights in a way that was going to keep this team in the family. You played the clip of George earlier in the interview. Mm-hmm. The McCaskeys want to keep this team, obviously.
Yes.
The NFL rules are a little bit tough in that regard, right? So there have been some movement in the family shares from what I understand, just to get to this point, right, where George is now the control person. And depending on what the stadium structure looks like and how much that's going to cost the team and team owners, there may be more coming in the future. So I'm interested in the stadium stuff. I live in New York, less so from a geographical standpoint, but more from what that actually means once the plans are in place for who owns this team and how much of the team they actually own.
Evan Novy Williams, thank you for this reporting. Thanks for joining us to explain it further. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
That's Evan Novy Williams joining us via the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. He is the deputy editor of Sportico, and I look forward to seeing how this takes shape.